Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Move Wild Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. So today I wanted to kind of touch on some recent shifts that I've made as far as habits go on a daily basis, as far as lifestyle goes, that have really helped me to just level up my health and subtle shifts that maybe we don't necessarily think about. And they're so culturally kind of accepted that a lot of people don't see past them. So what specifically have they been? They have been quitting caffeine and also deleting social media from my phone. So both of those are focused specifically on like kind of a dopamine detox. And that's where the initial motivation for me came from. And I'll speak to both. I think the biggest one has been quitting caffeine, actually. But they're both kind of addictive habits, right? Looking at social media, mindlessly scrolling through Instagram, and also relying on a drug to essentially generate adrenaline and energy and cortisol and dopamine so as you're able to function. So first, kind of touching on caffeine, you know, caffeine is one of these things that it's just very much overlooked from a cultural perspective. People kind of unconsciously accept that it's a drug, it affects our physiology, and, you know, in some way, shape or form, if you drink coffee on a regular basis, you're addicted to it. If you feel like you rely on it from a physiological standpoint to get your energy, and if you're not sure whether you rely on caffeine or not to generate energy, like, try going without it for a week and see how you feel. And if you feel like you have no energy, then your physiology is relying on the intake of coffee or whatever it is to kind of get you going. So again, yeah, it's a culturally kind of overlooked thing. It's a drug that people don't really acknowledge as a drug. We don't necessarily acknowledge the damage that it does to our bodies. We also don't acknowledge that it's probably not a good idea to be propped up by a drug. For example, like I was just saying there, if you feel like you need a drug to get your energy to a certain point so that you can function in the world, you're not in a resilient position in life. You're in a very fragile position, because what happens if, you know, you find yourself in a situation where you have to be energetic but you don't have access to caffeine, but you've been relying on caffeine to, you know, release a bunch of adrenaline and cortisol and dopamine so as to be able to perform at a specific level, and then you take that away and you can no longer perform at that level. So a lot of people, myself included, prior to quitting, use it to prop ourselves up as far as energy goes, as far as being able to function in day-to-day life. So I'll just talk specifically about my experience and then maybe a little bit about the effects of caffeine, or maybe link some things in the show notes. But even just coming at it from that perspective, if you put aside the actual damage that it does to both our brains and our guts and just, you know, our physiology overall, having to rely on a drug to function is not a good place to be in, even if it's a culturally accepted drug that everyone, you know, consumes. So like my journey with quitting caffeine, the first kind of 1 to 1.5 to, you know, even 2 weeks, felt not great. Kind of, you know, slow to wake up, felt really unmotivated, felt a little bit depressed, some brain fog, and just overall a lack of motivation and a lack of ability to really get much done. I just felt like my adrenals were kind of drained, and I was just recovering from all the years that I spent just drinking coffee on a daily basis. And that's pretty common, you know, headaches as well, just the withdrawal symptoms that you would expect to get from an addictive substance. And then after about 2 weeks, and this process can vary depending on how long you've been drinking coffee for as well. It could be longer, it could be shorter. But after about 2 weeks, I just noticed some massive shifts in my ability to do things. So an example would be that I would wake up feeling motivated for the day, whereas prior I needed to wake up, have a coffee to actually get into state, to fully wake up. Right now I'm able to wake up feeling very well rested and immediately feel motivated, immediately kind of have that natural cortisol and dopamine hit that should come naturally to drive me to want to do things, and I'm excited and I'm motivated to kind of attack the day, so to speak. Whereas before, it was, you know, I'd wake up maybe feeling not motivated, but kind of like I need a coffee to really fully wake up. Another thing that I've noticed is much better sleep. I already thought that, you know, I slept pretty well, 8 hours a night, but I noticed that when I was drinking coffee, it took me longer to get to sleep. The quality of my sleep and my dreams were just lessened when I was drinking caffeine, in the sense that I kind of tossed and turned a bit more, maybe had more stressful dreams. And I've just noticed a massive improvement in sleep, the ability to get to sleep, waking up feeling well rested and never waking up feeling tired, again waking up feeling motivated. So that's also been a big shift. Another one is consistent energy throughout the day. I noticed when I was drinking coffee, I would have a coffee, you know, I would drink 1 to 2 coffees a day. Most days, you know, I'd drink one as soon as I woke up, and I would have lots of energy to kind of train and work and get all the kind of higher value tasks done earlier in the day, and then I would kind of crash towards the afternoon. And a big shift for me has just been having consistently high energy throughout the day. Like, I feel motivated to do things, whether it's 8 a.m. or 3 p.m. I don't feel like there's a big shift in my ability to get something done or to kind of motivate myself to do something. And then another shift that's kind of tied into that, and perhaps this is tied into dopamine release as well, I believe it is my ability to focus for long periods of time. When I drank coffee, I felt like I was getting a lot of things done and I felt like I was being productive, but I was kind of doing a lot of tasks all at once and I was running around, not really able to focus on one thing, one task for more than an hour, really. Like, I would, you know, go and do a task for an hour and then my mind would just almost have a bit of ADHD and be drawn to something else, and now I'm doing something else and I feel productive because I'm, you know, quote unquote, doing a lot of things, but I'm not really able to focus for long periods of time. And that's what I noticed when I was drinking coffee. And then that's been one of the biggest shifts since quitting, has been the ability to focus on something for a long period of time without being distracted by things, without needing to check my phone or without needing to do something else, because I'm energized, but I'm not hyperactive and I'm not in a state of, you know, heightened adrenaline. And then that also ties in to feeling more satisfaction when I get things done, because the dopamine that's being released in my body, I believe this is the cycle, rather than it being when I drink coffee, it gets released when I complete a task. So that therefore motivates me to continue completing tasks. And that's where I almost get the motivation from, as opposed to drinking the coffee, having the motivation and then, you know, having like this slightly adrenaline fueled lack of focus, thinking that I'm being productive whilst trying to get 10 tasks done at once kind of energy. And then another one has just been like, I guess this is to be expected, and some people experience this, some people don't. But I always had, like, especially towards the latter part of a coffee high, so to speak, slight anxiety or slight paranoia, and never enough to kind of like affect me in my life in any major way, but definitely kind of under the surface, just like slightly stressed out all the time. And I would specifically get that if I drank a coffee, say early in the morning at 6 a.m., I would get it, you know, at around 11 or 12 towards the middle of the day. And obviously without that substance kind of inducing adrenaline release and kind of fatiguing my adrenals, I'm no longer having that anxiety and I don't really feel, I guess, unbalanced in that way. I feel very balanced and stable again in my energy levels and just in my motivation in general. So that's been the journey with quitting coffee. I did do it a year ago for 6 months when I went carnivore, but I guess when I started eating fruit and honey and things like that, I kind of made this distinction of, oh, I'm carnivore, all I eat is meat and salt. And then I started, you know, eating fruits and things like that. And then I added back in coffee stupidly. I would say that caffeine for me, and again, this is just my experience, but I would suggest that it would be very similar for most people in the sense that it is a drug. It's a substance that affects our physiology in, I think, wholly a negative way. It doesn't have a net benefit, especially over the long term. If you're relying on a drug to kind of get your energy and your motivation from it in order to live your life, again, it's just not the position that I want to be in. I don't want to feel propped up by a substance. So, I definitely noticed that when I went carnivore, I had a very similar experience, but I didn't really put two and two together. But it's just been interesting this past couple of weeks, quitting coffee and going through a period where I felt, you know, pretty shit. And then now coming out the other side and feeling a lot more energized and feeling a lot healthier. So hopefully that's some motivation or some food for thought or maybe some inspiration to even just experiment with it. I don't think I'll ever drink coffee again, at least not in a manner so as to improve, you know, my performance. I might do it socially or I might do it, you know, very occasionally, more for the fun of actually drinking coffee. But I don't want to, again, use it as a performance enhancer, because I think overall it actually takes away from your performance as opposed to enhances it. It enhances it in the short term. For example, if I was to have a coffee tomorrow after having not drunk caffeine for quite a few weeks now, I would definitely have more adrenaline running through my body and I would have more energy in that moment. But if you're constantly doing that to your body, and you know that's a constant stimulus, I think it has a net negative. And I'll link the YouTube video that I watched that kind of gave a great explanation from it for the reason that caffeine actually, you know, arguably is a net negative to the body and how it damages your gut and how it affects your brain, and all of those kind of things, just if anyone's curious to kind of dive into the science of it. But yeah, I just wanted to share that. And then also on top of that, deleting Facebook and Instagram from my phone has also been a fantastic experience as well. I wouldn't say there was much withdrawal. I think that whenever I mindlessly scroll through those apps, which I think inevitably ends up happening to most people, regardless of how strong your willpower is, because even if you're, you know, actively posting on social media, doing things like that, you kind of end up getting sucked into the trap of, you know, looking at other people's posts or looking at other people's stories on Instagram or, you know, seeing something that you disagree with. And it's just such a time suck, and it's designed specifically in that manner. It's designed to be addictive. So right now, all I do with both those platforms is that I'll download them when I need to post something. I'll delete them immediately afterwards. They're not on my phone. If I kind of feel the need to go onto them for no apparent reason. It's a good, the fact that I've deleted them from my phone means that I have to go into the app store, I have to re-download them, have to log in, which is generally enough steps for me to realize that there's no need for me to be going on Instagram or Facebook. But yeah, that's been a net positive as well, is just, you know, kind of removing that time suck. I think when you remove the falsehood of connection that comes from social media, because social media is, I mean, it's technically connection, but it's also not. You're not really connecting with people on a deep and meaningful and, you know, even physical level, like seeing people. You're just looking at a screen, somebody posts something, and it's, you know, a picture that they've taken, they've captured a moment in time, they've specifically captured that moment in time so as to make it look like their life is amazing, generally speaking, and then they've written, you know, a caption, and it's not them. You're just kind of looking at this snapshot, and then you get this warped version of reality of who people are, and this warped version of connection, because you think you're connecting with people by commenting on their post or by messaging them, or, you know, by doing whatever. And, you know, obviously social media has many benefits as well, but I think prioritizing or teaching yourself to prioritize in-person connections, like, do you connect with your neighbors? Do you connect with people in your community on a regular basis? If not, like, practice just, you know, deleting those apps, stop relying on them for connection, and going out and seeing if you can connect with people locally, because that's the highest form of connection. If you can actually physically meet with people, if that's possible for you. Obviously, if it's not, then social media is a good, you know, a good tool to connect. And also, it's a great tool if you do run a business and you want to, you know, spread a message, or if, you know, you're looking to kind of use social media as a means to an end. I think it's a great tool for that. For example, if you want to connect with a community in person, but you need to kind of go through social media in order to get to that in-person connection, it's great to use it for that. But I think avoiding using it to connect on the platform, as in, like, you don't want all your connections to just be through social media. You want to kind of use social media as a tool so as to build connections off social media. But if you're using social media as a tool just to build connections on social media, it can be a major time suck, and it can also just warp your sense of reality of who people are. And, you know, you can start comparing yourself to people, these snapshots that they put out of themselves on a highlight reel. It's just a very unnatural viewpoint that it provides, and it can really warp your sense of reality. And again, it ties back into the dopamine hits. So naturally, dopamine serves as a function to kind of reward you for good behavior and completing meaningful, productive tasks. And in the past, you know, good behavior and meaningful, productive tasks took time and energy and effort, and you got the dopamine hit after, you know, 3 days of trying to hunt something, and you got it, and then you bring it back to your, you know, very basic story, but, like, you get the picture. It's ancestrally, from an ancestral perspective, those dopamine hits that we got came from meaningful work. They came from us really contributing to our community in a way whereby we had to actually expend energy and do something that wasn't just like post a photo of us that's you know, very manufactured to look a specific way, and then write a caption and then get a whole bunch of likes. You know, we're receiving dopamine hits whenever we get a like, or whenever we get a comment, or whenever someone messages us on those platforms, or whenever we do the same for someone else. And it teaches your brain to kind of rely on this kind of immediate gratification cycle to the point where you're then not able to have the motivation or the focus to do something for a long period of time that is actually meaningful, because you're just kind of reliant on this immediate gratification, and you think that you know, dopamine is just so easily accessible. You can just hit a few buttons and post something on social media and somebody likes it, and then you get a dopamine hit, and somebody else likes, you get a dopamine hit, and it really kind of short circuits the function of dopamine in your brain, which is to provide you with the good feeling that you're supposed to get when you do good in the world, and you do something productive for your community, and you do get social validation. But social validation nowadays is so easy, because all someone has to do is tap like, or, you know, write a small comment, and then you think that you're being productive by just posting something on social media, as opposed to doing real work in the world. Not saying that, you know, posting things on social media isn't, you know, in some way productive, because it provides good messaging, but at the same time, you don't want to reward people for constantly being on these platforms that promote a warped sense of reality and, you know, in some ways take away from connection. So anyway, that's my kind of rambling thoughts on that. It's been really positive and beneficial is the main message that I wanted to kind of give. And again, maybe I'll link some things in the show notes if you want to kind of dive into the science behind dopamine detoxing and also quitting caffeine from a guy that I follow on YouTube who I really like his content. But yeah, otherwise, give it a go if you feel to, and let me know your thoughts. I found it really positive. I found it just a net benefit in my life to stop using social media as much as possible, and also to quit caffeine. But yeah, experiment with it, take what works and kind of apply it to your life. Let me know your feedback. Hope you enjoy the episode, and I'll catch you on the next one.